What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to season 2, episode 41. Now, as always, I want to say thank you to all the new listeners, and thank you to all the OGs that have been sticking with me since the beginning. Now, from last episode, you kind of know what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about the Black culture, race, and business. And I'm going to give some insight to hopefully people around the world to know that not all Black people are toxic. Now, I thought this would be a fun little segment because, you know, before I said that I was going to be like probably eating when I talk to you guys because I think it's a little bit more fun. And I'll just give you guys a little insight on what I'm munching on for each episode. Something a little more cute and fun, just a little something. So today, I'm having a little bit of mixed fruit, strawberries, mangoes, pineapple, and a little bit of, what is this? Peaches. I was like, what is that? Okay. And then I cheated and I got some chocolate chip cookies and I got the Chip Ahoy. So, you know, it's that real chocolata, chocoloto, pretalata. And then to top it all off, I made, because you guys know I've been trying to be healthy, I made some vegan nacho dip. It consists of vegan meat, which you can get at Aldi's. So, yeah, I got the meatless meatball. Vegan meat and brown rice, carrots, celery, onion, and I topped it all off with habanero salsa. I got the, you know, hot kind, but sometimes I like the ghost pepper because that shit is like spicy and it is absolutely delicious. So if you hear me crunching, that's what I'm on. Tostitos chips I got from, I think I got these from Aldi's too. No, Myers. Oh my God, it's so good. Sorry guys, I'm gonna be crunching it in my chest. Oh my goodness. Okay. So, without further ado, oh, hold on. Let me get my pen and let me get. Let me get my water. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Okay, y'all, I'm back. I was gonna put it in some ice, but you know what? It's alkaline water, so it defeats the purpose to put it in tap water ice. You know? All right. So, let's get into it. You know, we gotta, as artists, and I mean from everything, from paint to movies, music, dancing, all types of art are illustrated through simulations of real human life and desires and actual real threats. And also, we also show humans' hidden true intentions through our art. You'll hear a lot, you'll see a lot of that in movies and music. And it shows our dark side of, you know, our nature. But I do want to be, first off, I want to say, yes, we all have good and bad in us, but we are all not controlled by our bad habits. So I hope that this episode will give light to other people that are not of the Black community that have a false perception. Kind of how certain dog breeds have a bad reputation. For example, Pits and Rottweilers are not vicious or violent dogs. They've been raised that way, so people assume that they naturally are. I have two Pits of my own, and they are big-ass babies. Now, don't get it twisted. They will protect me, of course, but they are not out to be vicious, violent, or attack for no reason. I want this episode to be very educational and also an eye-opener for other people that don't know how the real picture is. Now, as y'all know, I've had a lot of discussions about family and relationships, but I must say, I did not fully aware that there were so many bad people in the world. You know, that was really the last little innocence of my childhood. I was really unaware of how toxic the world is. And it's not the world, it's the people in it. Hold on, y'all, I'm crunching. You know what? I just thought about something. In between me talking and chewing like this, it's like ASMR. So, for any ASMR fans out there, you're welcome. Okay. I'm sorry, that was a good ass dip. And I made that last scratch, by the way. I just want to put that out. But, yeah. I was not aware of so many toxic people. Specifically in the Black community. You know, in the public eye. On a racial standpoint or a political standpoint, the Black community always tries to give this idea as if we're all for each other and we love each other and everything and we want unity and we gotta stay united. All that good shit. But at the same time, we brag about killing each other. We do it. We steal. We fight over money, materialistic things, land. And what I have understood in the 29 years that I've been on this earth, in this lifetime, Black people are the problem. Hate to tell anybody with a hurt butt out there, but for a lot of y'all, y'all fucking it up for the good people and the good Black people that aren't toxic, but a lot of you are. And, you know, at first I thought I was just going to be talking about my family, but then I saw it on a larger scale. Like, for example, I do my apartment. The maintenance crew is, you know, it's based in a different area with white people, but the region that I'm in, it's governed over Black people. So I'm at, you know, I'm working with, you know, Black employees. And they are so disrespectful to their own people. But yet, if I was a white person, not only would I not be in a place, you know, I would be in a way better place than this, but even if I did have to be in an apartment like this, they wouldn't mistreat me, they wouldn't play games, they wouldn't, you know, manipulate me. And I have seen so much manipulation among my own, more than any white person could ever do. And I see so much of, like, especially on social media, like I told you about that Issa Rae comment and the Issa Rae thing. We always want to gang up on some little white woman or some white man when it's convenient and it looks good, but we never want to talk about the injustice that we do to each other behind closed doors. We never want to talk about that literally 99% of most rap is just about killing one another, and we're not talking about killing a white man. We're talking about killing our fellow brother, cousin, uncle, dad, grandpa, you know what I'm saying? So the women, you know what I'm saying? Like, women rap about killing other women and shit. Like, oh, fuck you, I'll kill you over this nigga. Dick, blah, 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 blah. We brag about killing, killing, killing every day. And then we do it. So it is really hard when I see people, like, trying to come together, because the only time we come together is when somebody dies. The only time that the Black community come together is when they want to rally to march, only to go through the neighborhood and tear their own shit up. But we made a voice for ourselves for a little bit. We did something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the toxic majority does. And I have seen so much injustice amongst, you know, the good people that are here, like myself. Like, I am not toxic. I am not that ignorant stupidity of what you see, like the ghetto, the ratchetness. I'm just not like that. The disregard for other people and their physical and emotional health. Like, I don't sit around and play mind games with people. Like, women think that child support is a sport. You know, like, Black women think that child support is a sport. They think that, oh yeah, okay, you fucked me up, I'm just gonna put you on child support. Not knowing that's gonna fuck up that man's life. He not gonna be able to do anything. And before you go, oh, well, she gotta be with that baby and everything else, we know damn well that there are mothers out there that have a bunch of kids, that's got taxes, that's got every WIC program there could ever be. You know what I'm saying? And they still got a $500 weave going all the way down their fucking back. They still going out with their homegirls on the weekend. And their babies are running around in the yard with their diapers on, full of shit. We know that there's moms that do that shit. And that's why the government penny pinches and gets all up in your business to see really what you're doing, because they want to know if you faking it or not. And it makes it hard for the other people that really need the help, because we get the hard shoulder simply because I'm dark. Now I understand why people want to be light skinned. Now I understand why people want to be white and have privilege, because the privilege is just simply respect. You're a fellow black man like me, but you dogging me out because you got a little bit of authority to help me do something, and I'm at the mercy of whether or not you'll do it. So you find it funny to manipulate me in a moment. And that's what we do in business as black people. But let it be, you know, a mixed race. Oh, you're not going to play with a white person? You're not going to play with an Arab? Hello? You're not going to play with an Asian? But you'll fuck over your fellow man or woman because you can. So it leads back to my bigger picture of, we're the problem. You know what I'm saying? We walk around here and we talk about the white man, the white man, the white man. And really it's us. And I've seen that a lot since I've been on my own. In general, I've seen it all my life, but now I'm really starting to see it ever since I moved in my new apartment. It's like, black people don't even have to know you and they still gonna fuck you over. You can't give them all your money, do everything right. Be respectful, be humble, be patient, and they'll still fuck you over. Just because they can. That's how black people are. The bad ones, anyway. Because I'm not like that. And I want to give light to people who think that black people are just this horrible race. No, we're not all like that. We're not all bad. And we don't want to be over here either. I hate to call myself black, to know what we've done to each other, but then we want to sit here and be fake in the public. And that shit just, it boils my skin. That we sit here and make these rallies during the summer, and we always marching and doing this and doing that. But yet, we're the ones that's always on the news killing each other. We're the ones that's always bragging in these music videos and in these movies. And people, like, make that a way of life. You know what I mean? To hurt one another. So why the fuck should I trust and believe in any rich culture? There is no fucking rich culture. We are African Americans. We are descendants of African culture. As far as African Americans go, we don't have any background. Because all we fucking focused on is slavery that happened 400 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like the entire fucking country wasn't enslaved by one another at some point in time during Earth existence and humanity. It's just like, come on. When are we going to stop being all about race and focus on being better individuals in our little bit short lifespan? We don't even have a lot of time here. And yet we want to sit here and waste it. Killing each other, manipulating each other, and lying. Now we got motherfuckers trying to erase history and change it around. And you know what? When I first heard about white people trying to change slavery around to make it seem like it was a good thing for black people, I was all offended, because that's just naturally how you go about it, right? I don't know what they're doing with racism. I know what I was taught, but I also know what's happening now. And that shit ain't happening like that. Yes, George Floyd died, but it was also a bunch of black people that stood there for 20 minutes and watched that man die. And no fellow black man helped him. So we ain't the only racist ones or murderers. Hello, everybody have phones, but nobody called the police? Come on now. Everybody have phones, but nobody could get a hold of anybody that would come out there and save that man's life. Seriously? So, we can't love each other like we say we do. And I am so terrified of the world. I just stay in my house. I take care of my dogs. I look after my grandma. And I stay to myself because I am terrified. I'm disabled, I'm black, and I got dreads. So, you know, I look like a target. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even a bad dude. I'm really not. I got a bachelor's degree. I got a good head on my shoulders. I can hold my own. And I'm just looking for love. I'm just trying to find somebody I could share my life with. I'm just trying to find a little happiness here outside of my little lonely box. And I can't do that because there's so many toxic people. Like, I swear to God, the next person I date is going to be out of my race. And I'm done with black people. Like, I was already gay because of women abusing me and honestly my own preference, but that really pushed it. And then seeing how black men treat each other and how we lie and manipulate each other and women get a sport out of hurting men, and it's just I'm over it. Black people don't deserve my light, you know? Because I'm a good person and I don't want to waste it. I've been really fucking depressed and haven't been on my episodes, like, because I've just been trying to figure out life and I've just been lost. But I've been hearing a lot of things, a lot of quotes. It's important to get lost in life. You're not always supposed to know which direction you're supposed to move into. Sometimes you just kind of float around until you find a next step. So I guess that's just where I'm at. And I'm just trying to find peace while I'm floating. But I do want to be in love. I do want to grow old with somebody. And I want it to be real. Because I've never actually, now that I look at my life, yeah, I got my grandmother. I got my dogs. I got my soul collective. But romantically, I've never been loved. I've been tricked. I've been manipulated, but not actually loved. So I would like to knock that off my bucket list, you know, to be loved romantically and actually share life with somebody, not just a couple years and we croak, like share my life, be make memories, you know. But at the same time, I can accept that that's not meant for me, but I damn sure choose that even with the sacrifice of losing that person in the end, it'll be worth it, because if we build enough stronger bond, we'll find each other again, you know? But it has to be. My heart yearns for it. And I've seen other people be happy. I've seen other people be in love. I've seen, and I say that to say, not of insecurities, but just of acknowledging that there's more out there. There's more out there than just your race. You don't have to stay in a box and limit yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I think I've always limited myself, like, oh, feeling insecure, feeling not good enough. And it's like, wait a minute, you can go out here. Like, y'all know how I feel about Puerto Ricans. And I'm going to manifest that. Like, you know, I'm already writing my book. Well, I stopped for a second because I just, you know, the passion is there, but the drive is gone. I'm just feeling kind of hopeless. So I haven't been writing, and I've been trying to keep up this podcast, but it's like, aside from the stress, I'm not really processing anything else. So it's just, I didn't really want to end the year out like this. But hopefully by my, like, 59th episode, I'm talking about something a little more upbeat. But I guess it's not supposed to be like that, right? You know, I keep trying to make it so perky and perfect, but life ain't like that. It's not. The older I get, the more I realize that shit. So I want more than this shit, because I'm worth more, you know? I really am. I just gotta figure out where to start. And once I do, I'm out of here. Like, you know, not physically, but like metaphorically, like I'm out. Like, I'm not even gonna be saved by what they do and how they treat me anymore. Because I know my worth. and I know I deserve to be happier. So I'm gonna be patient. But one thing I'm not doing anymore, I'm not settling. I'm not doing it anymore. I compromised a lot because my disability. I compromised a lot because of my emotions, but no. I'm as good as anybody else. And I deserve nothing less. And I know that now. So that's why I told y'all I got off social media, not on dating sites anymore. I'm just me, you know? And I can say this. I do feel better since I got off of them, because one, dating sites, they creep me out. It's a lot of perverts. Everybody just wants to sleep with you. Everybody kind of like gaslights you and kind of just mirrors your energy in the beginning, only to show their true intention in the end. I feel a sense of freeing and maturity by doing that, because I've always like deleted it and installed it back, you know, like months later. And I did that off and on. But now what I realize is like 11 years. And I felt so good about myself when I was 18 and I could finally like be on little dating sites and stuff, because I felt like such a grown up. Only to realize that most of that shit is just a big scam. And you just waste your time, you know? Got some good ass fruit. So yeah, I came to that realization. And it was like, okay, Nate, you've been literally off and on online dating for over a decade. Maybe it's time to wrap it up. You know? And another thing is just like, another reason why I'm done with like people in general is just the narcissism. How they sit here and they premeditate for years this fake persona of themselves just to manipulate you, because they can't deal with the fact that they can't be alone with themselves. So they would rather be miserable with you, even if they don't want to deal with you, and torture you because of it, but still put up with you enough because they don't want to be alone. And then to keep you there, they'll manipulate some shape or form that you need them emotionally, physically, or financially. Or maybe even all three at the same time. And the amount of years that man or woman spends on said project can go on and on and on. All while pretending to be somebody they're not until they just give up and you see their true colors. Now, maybe you saw bits and pieces along the way, but you definitely didn't see it like you saw it towards the end when you said enough was enough. You know what I mean? There are so many black people like that. Now, I know narcissism is not, you know, a specific racial thing, but I see a lot of narcissism within the black community, and I'm starting to think that maybe our pigment is more of a indication of something else. Maybe it's not just about pigment for the environment around us. Maybe dark does mean something bad. Because why do we gaslight our community in public and in politics and the judicial system only to backstab our fellow man based off our wealth, status, and structure? Like, hold on, y'all, let me get my charger. Okay, so, yeah, I just don't know what to do anymore. I feel like I'm stuck around all the bad ones. I don't know where the good ones are. And I want to know more outside of my race. Because I'm not just black. I got Native American. I got Cuban. And I got Irish. So, I'm a little bit of everything. And I just want to know more than just this humdrum of the bare minimum, you know? It's so whack. it's lame. And I know that it's possible to have a better life because you see it in other people, you see it in other ways. Hold on, y'all, I was crunching.
Hold on, y'all. Crunch bread. That was so good. Okay, one more. And then I'm gonna get back to it. Okay. Okay. I know I said that like 4 times, but I'm good. I just I know it's more out there. And I'm not gonna give up on love. I just wanna. But I know they say you gotta let love come to me, come to you, but you also gotta put yourself out there too. And real talk, I'm gonna let you. I don't even know where to look. I really don't. Local area is a bust. I don't even want to date anybody in that area, like, if they just happen to be around, I guess, but, because I didn't live in the same spot my whole life. I didn't move around, but I've been in the same city, so, if it was meant to be in here, it would have happened by now, and I realize that now. So I really just need that big break, you know? But then I start to think, you know, the irony of life is with every blessing comes a sacrifice, so I don't know how much more I could give up or endure or sacrifice for that matter. Unless it was my ego, I don't mind doing that. But having wants and needs, that is the ego, isn't it? Because you say, I, what I want. Which is why the Capricorn moon in me can be okay with being alone, but I'm not trying to do that. Not naturally. I know I don't really want to be with nobody because of insecurities. I really want to be loved by somebody to love another person. I feel like I've always loved people, but they didn't love me back, or especially not the way that I loved them, you know? So to get that type of reciprocated love, that would be the biggest blessing for me, because I know I can trust that person as I grow old. I don't want just something to suck and fuck on. Anybody can do that. Everybody doing it. Yeah. So I really want something that's like stable. So I'm just gonna be patient, because one thing that life has taught me is, like, I'm not like the rest. And we all know the loners and the outcasts have to stand alone, and they be alone for most of their story. And there's honor in that too, so I guess I just need to stay positive. In this lifetime, I have by far had the worst experience with the Black community. We talked a lot about racism growing up, but the biggest racism was within our own community, and it still is. Because when it comes to business, white people treat me with respect. They're sufficient and they do their job right. When I'm working with a fellow Black man or woman, and they know I'm Black, they start acting stupid. They start being manipulative. They start gaslighting me. And I'm just kind of over it. I really am. But I don't ever want to say, I don't want to hear nobody ever say they know good people in the world. We're here. You just pushed us away. So we moved on. My bad, y'all. I was chipping and dipping. I really hope that the good people find me. I'm very tired. I've dealt with a lot of liars, cheats, narcissists. My mother was one. So when you love somebody that close to you, it's kind of hard to trust anybody else. But I'm trying to fight the temptation to give up on myself and just live this complacent, mediocre life, because although it might not be big and glamorous, I can still have a beautiful life. And I really am trying to make the best of it. I know that life has gotten to me, because literally I'm sitting with my dogs and I cry over them at least once a day. There's always something that will bring me to tears at least once a day. And I'm sitting there clutching them as if they're sick or dying or something, or old. And they're not. So I was already a very humbling person. Took life way too serious already. And to see so much injustice and darkness, now I really do. And I just see how life is so fragile and short. And I really just want to make the best of my life. I've had so much pain, so many bad people, and I don't want them to define my future and lock myself up. I really don't want to do that because I know I'm going to have regret and coulda, shoulda, woulda, and blah, bitty, blue, bitty, blah, 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 blah. So I'm really trying to stay positive, but I honestly do not know where to look anymore. I don't know where to look. I don't know where to go. I would literally have to just be going places and spending money I don't have. You know what I mean? So really, what am I gonna do? But I'm definitely staying off these hookup sites and stuff because it's just a waste of time, you know. And me, I'm a scaredy cat. I'm worried about AIDS and STDs, so really don't need to be staying out there and playing the field because you ain't doing nothing but giving yourself an anxiety attack. And if you're lucky, getting a hand job. So it ain't all this cracked up to be anyway. But you do start to feel a bit lonely sometimes when you see everybody bumping and grinding and you still getting older and ain't nothing happening for you. And I think that's just where I'm at. I don't know what it is with humans. We can't stop comparing our lives and comparing shit, but I hope I'm on the right path. I hope I'm doing the right things. I just feel like when I'm being somebody I'm not, it just feels so unnatural. Like, of course I have a kinky side, but I'm just not a whore to just be out here sleeping with multiple people all the time. Like, I'm a one type of dude type of gal. You know, I'm not really trying to sit here and be gangbanged by a train of niggas. Like, that's not my vibe. It never has been. So when I try to put myself out here in the dating scene and just be out here hooking up, it just gives me anxiety. Like, no, I shouldn't be doing this. But then it leaves me to be like, okay, well, how you gonna find people if you don't go out and you don't be online? So I'm just at a little loss. But I'm also trying to stay positive because while I'm waiting, you know, there's still a world of possibilities. And I really want to get on the more positive aspect of my mindset because the cancer in me is just screaming, like, this is our core, like, we're all about love. But life, you know, and I say life, I mean people. Because the world in general ain't bad. And life ain't that bad. It's really simple when you look at it. Humans make it complicated. And that's why the animals can live and die here without really having too much stress outside of their own instincts and survival skills. We're the only species on the planet that stresses out and literally shortens our lifespan because of it. I want to get on the better end of things. And I'm definitely awoke more to things, so I'm not going to be so naive as I was before. I know that for a fact. But I don't want to stay so secluded for so long while I'm healing that I become closed off and rigid too. Because that's not good either. So I'm just really at an impasse here. Because it's like, what are you going to do? That's crazy. I turned my heat off, and I told y'all I had my habanero salsa, and I dabbed and put a little bit of cayenne pepper in there. Well, I'm lying. I put like a dash, not like a pinch. I put a whole dash in there, and like a whole spoonful. And this shit is not like spicy as I was eating it, but like this shit just rose on my blood pressure. And I got my heat on. I mean, I got my heat off, and I put my sweater on because you know how it is. With DTE, bitch, you're not even peaking at 3 to 7 on the weekdays. So I'll be trying to like cut down on the bills so I could, you know, save money. And I don't even need my sweater on because my blood pressure looks so high. But this some good ass fucking nacho dip. Y'all better get you some veggie meat and some celery and some carrots and some brown rice and some onion. Please. And some habanero salsa. Better get to it. Because this shit is slapping. Slappity slap. And I like it because I get all my nutrients. Like, I'm a lazy bitch when it comes to cooking. I don't want to cook like 3 different little sides and then a main course and then a dessert. By the time I do all that, that's literally gonna take all day. And then I'm literally just exhausted. Can't even enjoy my food. So I like things where you can put it all together. Like a burrito, nachos, tacos. I know all of this is sounding Latin, but I like things where you can put, like a shawarma, where you can put like all of like your meat, your veggies, your cheeses. Like, yeah, I like that because when you can put it all together, and then there's so much starch in there. Like, the veggie meat in itself is starchy because of all the vegetable in it. Then you got the brown rice. Then I've got the tortilla chip. So it's a lot of starch. But I like it that way because I don't eat a lot. So when I do eat, I need to have a little starch on me so that I can stay full. Because when I just eat straight vegetables, that should just run right through me. And I'm hungry again. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah. I don't know why we started talking about this in depth so much, but that's just where the fuck we're at. But yeah. We got about 7 more minutes on the clock, guys. So I just want to say thank y'all for listening and vibing with me. I'm so sorry that I've been so behind. Life's just been kicking my ass. I'm not sure if I really need to stop beating myself up and being so technical. I might just make episodes as I go. Like, I at least want to make 12 episodes this season. I at least want to make 12. So it was like 1 per month. But yeah, I may have to shorten it. Because I don't want to be cramming 20 more episodes in less than 2 months. And still give myself a month of grace period. You know what I mean? I really don't want to be doing that. I like to make episodes up until November 20th. Give myself that month off. Start the new season. And we just pick up from there. I know that it's not going to be as much as I had hoped for, but I want to stay
yearly with you guys. I want to say yearly so that it's a little bit of consistency with the season. I might not be consistent with the episodes, but I want to be consistent with the season. And we started on December 20th, so we always finish the season a month before each year, each upcoming year, so that, you know, it gives you guys time to catch up on the last season and see what's coming next. But again, I think for the upcoming seasons, I'm not going to put so much stress on the episodes. But it will be a thing of, like, when there's more to talk about, I'll do more. You know what I mean? Like, this season was a bit, but in all, it was not, because there was a lot of vulnerability. There was a lot of transparency. There, we talked about a lot this season. And I'm not completely done. I am at least gonna make one more episode to make it a full 12 episodes for season 2. Okay, so you guys will at least, at the very least, get one more episode out of me before November 20th. When I wrap up season 2. And then we start December 20th on season 3. Because, yeah, I don't want to be fake with you guys. I don't want to sit here and just put a bunch of episodes up and just say, okay, here you go. I don't want to do that. What is with you? Why are you always doing that? My dog is such a goofball. He decides to shake his little body by the door and he wiggles his tail. He wiggles his tail that literally is shaking the door, like it's literally knocking at the door. So it always just makes me laugh, like, what are you doing? But yeah, I think I'm just gonna be more realistic. So from now on, each season will at least have one episode. So at the very least, you'll get one episode per month. And that way we'll wrap up whatever happened that month and everything like that. But yeah, I'm just gonna be a little bit more realistic. I think I started off with 30 because I wanted to be, like, really big and put myself out there and say, hey, but at the same time, I want to be realistic. I don't want to just keep dropping gems, especially now that I'm evolving and changing. You know, there was changes. So I don't want to continue to have this fake narrative when, in reality, you know, I've got all this other stuff going on, which is going to be hindering me from being realistic, or I'm going to be lying or anything like that. So from now on, it's going to be an average of 12 episodes per season. And if I make more, those will just be extras. That way I don't put so much pressure on myself and I keep it natural. But trust and believe, when things are on the up and up, I'm definitely going to be more open with you guys and talking. But also, when things are not as great, I'm going to try to be up and up. So, with that, you know the real deal. Thank you guys for always listening. I love you guys so much. I will be back for episode 42 of season 2. I love you guys. Peace, love, light. Good night.